If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Real music with Debbie Wiseman.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Debbie Wiseman, and I've had the privilege of being composer in residence here at Classic FM for 10 years. The time has just flown by. And to celebrate the 10-year anniversary, I've been asked to invite some very special guests into the studio. The stars I've had the pleasure of composing music for and collaborating with on some of the various films and TV productions that I've been lucky enough to have been involved with over the past decade. I'm looking forward to finding out how music inspires them, motivates them, relaxes them, and which pieces are their particular favourites, and what part classical music plays in their lives. My guest this evening is a former stand-up comedian who says that comedy is very similar to his current profession in that not one syllable is wasted. And he's wasted not one single syllable in an award-strewn career stretretching over nearly 60 years. I'm thrilled to welcome into the Classic FM studio one of the world's top lyricists, the man with the golden pen, Don Black, CBE. Welcome, Don.
Oh, my God, what an introduction. No one has to Google me now. They know my life.
Exactly. And we've known each other for a very long time. And the first thing we worked on together was in 1999, can you believe, a song for the end credits of the film Tom's Midnight Garden, which was sung beautifully by Barbara Dixon. And I was so thrilled to have the opportunity of working with you, Don, for the first time. I was in awe. And I want to know how you go about conceiving a lyric that encapsulates so perfectly the narrative drive, the soul of the film. And I'm not just talking about Tom's Midnight Garden. I mean Born Free, True Grit.
Yeah, it's... I've got to tell you, it's very hard for an interviewer to interview a songwriter because we don't know how we do it. So therefore, everything you ask me, I may look a bit blank. But what I do is I always get to the nitty-gritty of what the film is about. So when I'm asked to do a film, just a quick example of one, if I was going to, like, To Sir With Love, for argument's sake, I'll say to the producer or director, what's it about in a sentence? And they say, well, that one is about a teacher who's treated very badly when he comes to England. They treat him terribly, and eventually, though, they fall in love with him. I said, thank you. That's enough. And it's the same with Born Free. It's about a... Tell me what it's about in a sentence. It's about a lion who's been tamed and they want to send him into the wild eventually. They want him to be born free. Thank you very much. And I don't really have to read scripts and walk around parks. And it really, once I get to it, I just feel... The music helps, of course. The music dictates the words.
Yeah, and the rhythm and the feel.
Yeah, it's the mood. It's the mood more than anything. Born Free, John Barry's music, it suggested freedom and open air and sounded important to me, so I made a bit of a social comment about it, so it could be about people. Something like that, Debbie.
Yeah, well, let's hear the song from Tom's Midnight Garden, After Always.
Ages ago today, I opened up a door. My heart got in the way. This is what I saw. dreams in shades of green and gold. Once upon a time became right now. Life is long and timeless, and the magic's just a blur away. Off there always, us forevermore. Come and take me, I've been there before. It's a place.
After Always, from the film Tom's Midnight Garden, performed by Barbara Dixon with a studio orchestra, conducted by me, Debbie Wiseman, with lyrics by my guest this evening, Don Black. Don, you've had a very long and successful collaboration and friendship with John Barry, the brilliant John Barry. He must have been an absolute joy to work with. And your first collaboration with him was on the 1965 James Bond film Thunderball. Now, whenever I see this film or I hear Tom Jones singing your title song, the same question always pops into my head. What's a Thunderball? And I know the National Lottery adopted it many years later.
Yes. Well, when I was asked to do this, I looked the word up and Thunderball isn't in the dictionary. So that was tricky. So I used it as a kind of code word, and he strikes like Thunderball. But if you want to talk about John Barry, I must have written over 100 songs with him and dozens of films with him. But looking back, I remember the lunches more than the films and the projects, because he had a great philosophy. He was wonderful to talk to, especially about music. When I first started working with him, he had idols like Stan Kenton and Artie Shaw and Count Basie. As he got older, he seemed to talk more about Mahler, and he went very, very classical. And on the way here today, I remembered one thing he said, and I'm going to say because it just popped into my head. He was talking about, and I hope I get the name right, Von Karajan.
Yes.
Von Karajan, I'm sure you know. Yeah. And he said, Von Karajan, he went on and on about Von Karajan. I said, what a genius he was. He said he could conduct a Bruckner symphony that lasted an hour and a half without a score.
From memory.
He said, yeah, but this is how he put it. I remember how he put it. He said, it's more than memory. God gives you that.
Well, it's true.
God gives you that. He was so, and he welled up when he talked about that. He was very passionate about that. When it came to Mahler, when his swimming pool in Oyster Bay, Mahler was always playing. He put Mahler on as he swam. He was, any musicians listening to this will know he must have been a very slow swimmer. But he was a joy to work with.
And I heard you say on an interview you did quite recently that a great song is about everybody.
Well, that's true. That's true. If you get a song right, it will touch everyone. I've written so many songs, I don't want to quote all my songs, but I'll quote one in particular. When I wrote with Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tell Me on a Sunday, I heard from so many women, mainly women, who loved that song and said, you know my life. You actually know my life. It's about... The song is about someone who knows it won't last. Their affair will not last. But they want it to end as best as it can. Now, everyone could relate to that. This is what people wrote to me about. And I think that's right. It's like Cole Porter's lovely song, Every Time We Say Goodbye, I Die a Little. It's so beautiful. But if you're in love, that means so much to everyone.
Yeah.
Not just to the person singing it.
It's true. If there is someone, who would you love to write a song for that you haven't yet?
Do you know, I don't think there is anyone. I think I've written the ones I would have said is Sinatra and Barbara Streisand and Ray Charles and Tony Bennett, and I've had that quartet. But anyone around? Well, so today will be Lady Gaga, who I think is great.
Yeah.
But there's not a long list. Most people write their own songs, Debbie, but that's another programme.
That's another programme. Well, let's hear some music with your great collaborator, John Barry. the main theme from Out of Africa, composed and conducted by the brilliant John Barry. You're listening to Real Music with me, Debbie Wiseman, where my guest tonight on Classic FM is Don Black, CBE. And we're going to talk about, Don, about classical music. And I'm wondering, how much time do you get in your very busy life to sit down and just listen to classical music? I mean, maybe you're a bit like me. I find it very hard to watch a movie or a TV show simply for entertainment because I end up thinking about how I might score the scenes I'm watching instead of just enjoying the show. When you listen to classical music, do you automatically think of lyrics that will fit the melodies? I'm thinking of Eric Carmen when he was inspired by Rachmaninoff to create All By Myself, or can you just lose yourself in it?
I'm very moved by music. I mean, I literally, when I watch Brief Encounter, listen to Rachmaninoff's second concerto, I think it is. And, you know, you run out of goosebumps listening to that, looking at those faces and that music. I started my interest in, my sister Adele had piano lessons, and I always remember she eventually got a few things right, and her big party piece, which is still happens today, The Legend of the Glass Mountain.
Oh, yes, which is lovely.
She fumbles a lot on it now. But
you never learnt the piano?
I couldn't do it. I haven't got the coordination to it. I can't get the right... It's a funny thing, because I can write lyrics to the most complicated melodies, and I always get the right emphasis, the right accent on the words and the music.
And they're very singable as well.
The lyric has to hug the contours of the melody. But, music is, you know, and especially in film, I get lost. With John Barry, you played Out of Africa. I mean, how can you not be moved by that? And same with his Dances with Wolves. Some great philosopher once said, life without music would be a mistake. And it's so true.
But did you ever learn an instrument, if it wasn't the piano, anything at school? Did you pick up a recorder or a flute? No.
No.
Because the musicality comes just from listening.
From feeling.
From feeling.
Feeling the music.
Mm. We're about to play one of your favourite pieces, which I know you love, and I'm interested to know why you love it so much.
Well, there's a memory to it. I know.
The Warsaw Concerto.
Yeah. There was a film that was so successful when I was growing up called Dangerous Moonlight. Now, anyone of my age, if there is anyone around still my age, will know this right away. It starred a man called Anton Walbrook, who was the Harry Styles of his day. He was the biggest star of all. And it was about a pianist virtuoso and a pilot. He played a piano and he was a pilot. And it was a time when Germany invaded Poland. That's the scene. And he carried a lighter with him, a lucky lighter all the time. He was madly in love with this woman. And my mother was crying her eyes out. We used to see this at the Regal Cinema in Hackney. And he went on the plane one day and he's looking in his pocket and he hasn't got the lighter. And he said, oh, my God. And this comes in, that tune. Well, who wouldn't crack up?
Thank you.
Richard Adensel's Warsaw Concerto, performed for us here on Classic FM by pianist Daniel Adney with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Alwyn. This is Real Music with me, Debbie Wiseman. And there'll be more from my guest this evening, Don Black, in just a few moments here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking. Exploring the world in comfort.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby, and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies, and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests, and love of music. Sign up for free at ClassicFMRomance.com.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Real Music with Debbie Wiseman
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
10 years forward, a track from my new album, 10, Memories for Solo Piano, celebrating my 10 years as composer in residence at Classic FM, released at the end of July. This is Real Music with me, Debbie Wiseman, where my guest this evening is the master lyricist, Don Black, CBE. Don, do you enjoy live concerts, live performances, and who do you enjoy watching perform live on stage?
Do you mean classical?
Yeah, I mean, is there a classical musician from the music world that you really admire that you would want to see play live rather than just listen to a recording?
Well, I love this sounds probably stupid, but you don't mind if I'm stupid. What difference?
You're never stupid.
No, I love going to these, concerts. And I always get excited when I look at the orchestra in the pit or wherever they are.
Yeah, understand.
And I see all these young people. And it really does something to me. I find it quite moving that they've worked so hard to be there. They're final, and you look at the young viola player and this one and that one, and you think it's. I find the whole thing touching. But when it comes to one person, of course, I don't really come from this world, so I used to go and watch Andre Previn, who did that. But
yeah.
And I have seen Yo-Yo Ma.
Well, in this next recording, it features Yo-Yo Ma, and I know you love this particular...
Well, I want to tell you about that. My closest friend in New York is a man called Steve Epstein. Now, this man, he's known as the most successful classical musical producer. He's won Classical Producer of the Year 7 times, 16 Grammy Awards...
Wow.
So he knows what he's talking about. And I told him I'm doing this program. I said, Steve, have you got any ideas? And he gave me 10 ideas, I said, no, if you prove one that you've produced, that you're proud of, just to give me... And he said this Dvorak piece. So if you don't like it, it's Steve.
It's his fault.
Thank you.
Cello Concerto in B Minor by Dvorak, and we heard Yo-Yo Ma with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Kurt Mazur. Don Black, it has been fascinating to talk with you about your long and illustrious career, but I do have just one important question left that I've been dying to ask you. Cast your mind back to the start of everything, think hard, and can you give me one of your most favourite bits from your stand-up routine? And I've got to ask you to keep it cleanish because we're past the watershed, but I don't want to get sacked as Classic FM's composer in residence.
No, I don't ever quote my... It's so old, my... the jokes are so old. I mean, I used to look about 12 because I was young and I looked very young. And I used to tell mother-in-law jokes. It was ludicrous, you know. But I like to think I was ahead of my time. I don't really remember much about it. I used to do impersonations as well of people like Sidney Greenstreet and Peter Lorre. All of them are dead now, all the people I did. Rory Bremner had nothing to worry about.
No.
I wish I could think of some jokes, but I'm pleased I can't because it wouldn't help me.
No, and of course, no, and we've moved on. But there's one more piece that remains from your selection here, and that's Schindler's List, which is written by John Williams for the film. Beautiful theme. Is that one that makes you well up every time you hear it, or goosebumps?
Yeah, if you're not moved by that, you haven't got a pulse. It's as simple as that. It is the most moving piece. I love the story of Steven Spielberg when John Williams said to him, "I can't do this picture. You need a serious composer." And Steven said, "I've looked. They're all dead." It's a true story.
Thank you.
the main theme from Schindler's List, performed by violinist Itzhak Perlman, heading the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by the composer, the great John Williams. The final music choice of my very special guest this evening, the wonderful Don Black, CBE. And do stay with us here on Classic FM for 3 hours of your calm classics with Mylene Klass.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking. Exploring the world in comfort.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh, thank
you. If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
I'm Taz. I've been part of the dental hygiene therapy team here at Darwood & Tanner for nearly 20 years. At Darwood & Tanner, we know the importance of ongoing maintenance and long-term care. This is a crucial part of our dental implant treatments, so you can be sure we're here to keep you smiling for many years to come.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
There's a great Spanish proverb that goes, how beautiful is it to do nothing and then rest afterwards? Well, if that sounds like the dream to you, you've come to the right place. Whether you've been hard at work, busy revising, or entertaining the kids, I've got 3 hours of music that'll keep you feeling calm as can be. Starting with Debussy.
Calm Classics with Mylene Klass
on Classic FM. Thank you.